Blog Talk Radio.
Verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, "Whom shall I say has sent me?" The Lord said to the great lawgiver, "You tell them I am that I am has sent you." And let me tell you what he was then. He still is today.
To meet your need. the doctor said I was dying with cancer, you said, I'll even go by way of Calvary.
Thank you, Greg. Mama, praise God.
you the victory. Victory. Victory.
Me, Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to the month of September on the Gregorian calendar. And we bless God for re-entering into this new month of September, the ninth month. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some started and didn't make it, but we praise God that we've made it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Without the grace of God, where will we be? Let us pray and hallelujah. Join me in prayers this morning. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. Your word states, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, O God. We thank you, Lord, O God, for all that you are doing in our lives, all that you will do in our lives. We praise you, we worship you, and we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we give you glory and honor. Thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you for waking us up this morning. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we bless you and we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for your greatness in our lives. Oh, glorify your life, glorify yourself, oh God, in every area of our lives. We surrender completely and totally to you. Have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. Have your way in this service in the name of Jesus. Take preeminence in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah, we adore you. We've come to thy throne of grace this morning, O God, and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our siblings, O God, in the name of Jesus, our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy, O God. Oh, we pray for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Be merciful unto us, O God. Release your mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. O Father God, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, O God. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood that gives us strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. We thank you for the holy blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, O God. Thank you for the holy blood. Thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. We soak every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak every tissue in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We flush our system of all sickness or diseases and infirmities. We flush it with the blood of Jesus, O God. O Father God, perfect all that concerns our bodies in the name of Jesus. O Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the full armor of God and the armor of light, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. O God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the armor of God and the armor of light, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, Lord, to send divine angelic assistance to minister to us, to be with us, guiding us and protecting us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, send your holy angels to assist us, to be with us, guiding us and protecting us in the name of Jesus. O Father God, we ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your faithfulness. Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you honor. We magnify your name, O God. Jesus, you are worthy of praise. Jesus, you are worthy of glory. Jesus, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Jesus, hallelujah. How great thou art, O God. Lord, be glorified. Be glorified in the heavens. Be glorified in this earth, O God. Jesus, Jesus, be thy glorified. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. We praise his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Psalm 1. I'm reading Psalm 1 this morning. If you have your Bibles, you turn to it. Hallelujah. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I'm going to stop right there this morning. Blessed is the man walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in the law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this word, O God. As I bring this word forth, O God, let it not be me, but Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, O God. All of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let your word come forth, O God, in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, we thank you, Father God, for understanding. We thank you, Father God, for revelation of the word coming forth this morning. In the name of Jesus, O God. O Father. Father God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name, O God. Your name is worthy to be praised. Your name is worthy to be honored. Your name, O God. Hallelujah. Let the word come forth, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, O God. Open our hearts to hear what you're speaking to us this morning, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless this word, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And then I'm going to go to Isaiah 61. I give you Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. Then I'm going to give you Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and all the day of, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called, I want you to understand, trees of righteousness, trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, the planting of the Lord, that he, the planting of the Lord, the planting of the Lord, hallelujah, trees of righteousness, that he might be glorified. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So I want you to pay attention to this before we even go further. Hallelujah. We're looking at trees of righteousness. Hallelujah. And then the Lord said, we'll be planted, that and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. Hallelujah. I want trees of righteousness planted. Then we look at planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Hallelujah. The Lord, I'm going to give a prophetic word. The Lord is speaking this morning. How many of you have been in this ministry so long, and how many of you can speak in tongues? You have received the gift of speaking in tongues. You've been here long enough. But why have you asked yourself, why haven't I received the gift of tongues? Why haven't you? You pray every day. You live a righteous life according to the Bible. You live that life. But yet and still, why haven't you received that gift of the Holy Spirit? Why haven't you received the evidence of speaking in tongues? Why haven't you received the gift? Are you so contented to be in a place of stagnation and not grow in the Lord? Do you know that we're in approaching the end times and you need the power of the Holy Ghost? It's a sad thing to leave this world and you've been a Christian for years in and years out, and you have not been empowered by the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues. The Lord spoke to me yesterday concerning that. What is going on? The Lord, Jesus said to the disciples, launch into the deep Why haven't you received the gift of the Holy Spirit? Jesus said, tarry here. And I'm going somewhere. Tarry here. Wait. Wait. Is it if the Holy Spirit was not important, why would Jesus tell the disciples to wait for the Holy Spirit? They did. Why? Because they needed to be empowered by the Holy Spirit to do the work of God. You cannot do it if you're not empowered by the Holy Spirit. Yes, you can pray, but your prayers will not be as powerful if you're not empowered by the Holy Spirit. How can you pray? You pray in your language of understanding. The devil can hear every one of your prayers when you pray. So you get attacked all the time because the devil hears your prayers. He can hear every word when you pray. Why? Search me, O Lord. Do you earnestly desire the gift? Or do you like to be the status quo, business as usual? Do you earnestly want that gift of the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. There are people that were in this ministry before. They received the gift right on the prayer line. And because they had the desire to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, they receive it right here. So a few of them. But why is it the heart? What is going on that you don't desire? And I'm coming with a chastisement. If you don't want to receive it, that's fine. But I'm speaking what God is speaking to this ministry. Why don't you want to go deeper with God? Why you want to just be status quo? Just be there. Why? Why you want to sit? You don't want to put your feet further in, but you just want to stay right there. It's tradition and religion, and you do not want to go higher. What is going on? Hallelujah. Do you know what it is when you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit? Do you know you get more understanding, more revelation? You are empowered. This is when you move in signs, wonders, and miracles. Apostle, what are you talking about? I do not have to sit here and tell you the amount of the things that God has done through me. I don't have to, because I'm not that type of a minister or a pastor to go about bragging. No, because all glory and honor to God. But there's a difference. When you just, because God wants to give you the gift, but your heart, you don't want it. You don't desire this gift. You don't desire the gift. You pray, oh my God, this is terrible. You don't desire it. How can you live all your life as a Christian and do not desire the gift of the Holy Ghost? How can you? You are a mediocre Christian. Because you only desire a little bit of God. You don't want all of God. So you don't surrender to God. You have not really surrendered everything to God. Because when you submit and surrender to God, I say, Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my mind. Oh, God, empty me of me and fill me up. Do you desire? Oh, yeah, I don't need the Holy Spirit to go to heaven. I'm not saying you don't need the Holy Spirit to go to heaven. You don't need it. You love to just be on it. So you will be in Christ's grave forever and ever and ever until you die. You just be. So when you reach to heaven, you just there. And you're not even, you just barely entering in. If you a righteous man is hardly can hardly enter that much more. Because when you have the Holy Spirit, you will go back, be able to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because if the poor, if the disciples did not have the Holy Spirit, how will the gospel be preached all over? It's the Holy Spirit. He said, tarry here. I will send you the Holy Spirit who will lead you and guide you into all truth. And it's the Holy Spirit that prompts you. The Holy Spirit teaches you. The Holy Spirit guides you. The Holy Spirit takes you deeper and deeper. But God will not force himself on you. Check yourself. God will not force himself on you. You do not want to go deeper. So how can you receive the fruit in due season? And you say, "Oh, I've been praying, but one day God will do it." God, no. You don't want more of God. You don't want more. It's a sad thing. You don't want more of God. You just love to be there because it's about your heart. What about your heart? This ministry will be 10 years old. Some of you have been long. What is up with your heart? You haven't graduated from one step to the next step because you do not want to. You love, you are so comfortable. You like that comfort in within yourself. You're comfortable. And you do that desire more of God. God, you do not desire more of God. Why? Why is it you don't desire? Why you don't want more? You just want him enough to bless you. Want him enough to protect your children. Want him enough to do what he can do for you. But you do not want to go deeper. You do not want to launch into the deep. I just see Jesus just standing, just looking. You see, God looks at the heart of man. Oh, I haven't done nothing to nobody. Lord, I'm nice to this person. I'm good to this person. I haven't said nothing about this person. No, I'm talking about your desire. They that hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. Do you hunger and thirst for righteousness? Because when righteousness comes, there's the gift of the Holy Spirit. Do you really hunger and thirst? Or you just like, now I lay me down to sleep, because those are the prayers. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Is that what you like? Just to stay on that level? Is that what you like? That you can say, "Our Father, which art in heaven," which is the greatest prayer. And you say that prayer and you do not even have a deep, deep, deep revelation of that prayer. You can't even go deeper. You say it like a regular prayer. We all say it together, but you never even decided to go deep. "Our Father," hallelujah, "which art in heaven." Deep revelation and understanding only come through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Oh, it's not about coming to the prayer line. I come here at 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and then I'm here at 9 o'clock, and then I pray at 12 o'clock, and then I pray at 3 o'clock. Oh, you think God got time for all of that? When your heart, you do not want to give him all of your heart. You don't seek at first for him, more and more of him. You just want one glass of water. It fills you, and that's going to do you for one day. You don't want to get into an overflow of abundance and breakthroughs. You just want to be there. And you say, oh, no, I live my life. What's going on? You're never too old to receive. Moses moved about. Look at his age. Look at Abraham. Do you know this patriarch first step for the things of God? Oh, my God. You do not want to be filled, then you want healing. But your healing, if you hunger and thirst for God, your healing will come through that, the Holy Spirit. When you hunger and thirst, he is a rewarder of those, oh my God, who diligently seek him. Somebody can seek him. You meditate on that. Are you really meditating on his word day and night? Or is it a form of godliness because we're so used to doing the prayer line and we do it at 9 and 12 and 3? Ask yourself, it's just a form of godliness. You know, it's just a form of godliness. Do you really seek after? Do you know that the amount of time that you do the prayer line, that we pray, do you know you're supposed to be on a higher level? The signs, wonders, and miracles that things supposed to be happening on the prayer line is just not supposed to be on a status quo. And don't say about the leader because I stay up all night and I pray and God is using me mightily. Maybe not you. You might not feel it with you because you do not honor me, because you do not honor the anointing on my life, so you cannot receive from me because you do not honor the anointing on my life. But other ministries, Apostle said, I can tell you, other ministries, other places I go to, there's so much miracles and signs and wonders and things take place because they honor the anointing of God, the anointing upon my life. The anointing, it is not Marco. It's the anointing. It is God. When you honor God, you honor his servant. It is not about gift. It's about honoring the anointing. But when you see a pastor and you see a minister, you look at them and, yes, we are humans, but what makes us different is the anointing and the ordination of God, because we're walking in the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. And this ministry cannot receive because you refuse to receive the servant of Almighty God. You refuse. It's not about giving tithes and giving offering. The ministry goes on. Goes on. I don't ask for tithes and offering and all that stuff because this is God's ministry. I don't have to beg. It's God. He always, always, always provides exceedingly abundantly above all that I can think or ask. The reason I'm saying it, because you all could be blessed exceedingly abundantly. Heal, deliver, set free, but you are not tapping into it because you do not honor the servant of God. You do not respect the anointing because you do not desire. How can you honor God when you do not honor the men and women of God? It's in your heart. And oh my God, you won't even understand what I'm saying. You won't even understand. It's not about me. It is about Jesus Christ. It is about Jesus Christ. What do you think I just woke up? I've been up all night praying and interceding. Do you think I forget you when I pray and intercede? But your hearts are so callous and stubborn. Because you got that mindset. Oh, yes, you're older than me. You could be my mother. You could be my father, whatever it is. Or me and you could be the same age. It doesn't make a difference. It's the anointing that makes a difference. And it grieves the heart of God. When God sent people into, there's no pastor or minister that God will send into my life. I know that I will not honor the anointing of God upon their life. Not even, they don't even have to be my pastor, just men and women of God. I respect and honor the anointing of God. Let me give you an example. Donald Trump right now, he's Donald Trump, but because he's in the office of the president, that's why the world respects him, because he's in that office. That office, when the office of the president is not there, he's a different person, he's an ordinary person. When God puts us in an office, it's his office. It's his office. So he empowers us when he puts us in his office. Without God in there, we are nothing. So if you take Donald Trump out of the office and he's walking down, nobody got time for him. But when he's in that office, the whole world is looking at him. The world respects the leaders more than the church does. You know? And if a false prophet come right now and start prophesying, oh, everybody will go crazy. But the Lord told me not to prophesy like that, to teach the word. Only when he tells me to prophesy, I give the prophetic word. I'm saying to you, don't you want more? You can't get more from this ministry, find somewhere else that you can get more, that you can grow in the Lord. Read the Bible, say, read your Bible, pray every day. It will make you grow. To grow in the Lord. Receive the Holy Spirit. It's sad. It's sad that you cannot receive the Holy Spirit. You don't hunger and thirst after righteousness. I'm going to leave you with this. And when I come back tomorrow, everybody should be ready, because I'm not even going to, we're going to pray. Think about it. Let the Holy, think about it. The Lord has been showing me so much. He's been taking me deep every day, deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper. He's opened my eyes to so many things. And it's so sad. Man, Jesus could not even move but performed so many miracles in his own town because they did not even honor the anointing. But he performed more miracles because they honor out of the city the anointing. They that hunger thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Let's go to Psalm 1 and 2 again. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Well, if you really meditating on the word of God day and night, really seriously from your heart, do you really want more? Do you really surrender? Don't you know that we're approaching the last day? If you don't have the Holy Spirit, what will happen to you and your family? That means all these years, hours and hours of teaching and preaching, and you have not received the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. How can you be trees of righteousness planted by the Lord? Because to receive Christ, you want to receive that gift of the Holy Spirit. How can you be empowered? Read the book of Acts 1:8. Why did Jesus say, tarry here? Even his mother and his sisters waited to receive the gift. They could not do ministry without the gift of the Holy Spirit. I remember receiving a gift. I just went to a women's meeting in Silver Spring. I wasn't even a minister or anything, but I always wanted the gift of the Holy Spirit. I desire it. I used to pray to the Lord for it. So I went to a women's meeting, and they asked who wanted the gift of the Holy Spirit. I had just met these people. I was shy. The pastor worked, and I didn't say anything, but I had spoken to God in my heart, and my girlfriend right next to me said she was. She said, I want the gift. So that when they started praying over her, she didn't receive, but guess who received? I received the gift. I couldn't stop speaking in tongues. It was a river flowing. When the pastor saw my face, he said, oh my God, the glory of God, because I desire it. I wanted the gift. I wanted it. Hallelujah. Look, when you get the gift of the Holy Spirit, there's so much can happen in your life. Hallelujah. Father, I just want to say thank you this morning. I bless you, oh God. I give you glory. I give you honor. I magnify your name, oh God. Your name is worthy of praise. Your name is worthy of glory. Your name is worthy of honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Such as, oh God, know our hearts. If there's anything in us that does not bring glory and honor to your name, remove it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remove it. We want to walk with you, talk with you. We want to do your will, oh God. We need that gift of the Holy Spirit. Surrender your life to God. Allow the Holy Spirit to convict you. And to be stubborn. Why are you so stubborn? Why you don't want to receive? I mean, God is saying, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open the door, you do not want to open the door of your heart for Jesus to come in and sit with you and sup with you. You only want him to do things for you. May God have mercy on all of us. This is the 1st of September. Aren't you grateful? Do you know how many people are dead and you're alive? Hallelujah. And you just want to be right there with God? When Jesus said, launch into the deep. No, Jesus, I'm staying right here. Oh, my God. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed day.